Hello. Good evening. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Okay. And thinking ahead of the following elections, which best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? Would you say you are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or not very likely?
I would say I'm definitely not going to vote this year.
You are definitely not going to vote, you said?
No, no. I liked Trump for a long time until he got himself in trouble and Biden got presidency. I know he's running again, but I really can't. And I do like the man, but I after what he did, I can't vote for him, no.
So you are not at all likely to vote for this election?
Maybe for some people, but I'm not going to vote for the people that they have running for president right now, no.
Okay.
It'll be the first time I've ever done that, but I just can't
and,
together. You know how when Trump got in trouble there and everything and lost the election.
Okay.
And I think Joe Biden's getting a little too old to be president.
Okay, so you would say you are somewhat likely to vote, but it may not be for the same person.
Well, the only two people that are running would be Joe Biden. Well, I think there's probably some independents, too. But, yeah. Yep.
You want me to note it down as somewhat likely to vote?
What's that?
Would you like me to note it down as a somewhat likely to vote?
I've got to think about it. I'll go over and I'll take a look at the ballot, but I'm not hopeful on it.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and note it down as somewhat likely to vote. Okay, sir?
All right. That would be okay. You're welcome to do that for me.
Okay. And,
I don't like doing that because it's the first time I've ever had to do that since I was old enough to vote. So I've been voting, but no.
Okay. What is your age, sir? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
I'll be 80 on May 5th of this year. Cinco de Mayo.
Okay. Cinco de Mayo. Happy early birthday, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. You have a wonderful day.
It's a pleasure. Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think we have a good place here in Grand Traverse County. I live over in Hammond Place in 2024, Hammond Place East. I've been here since I worked at the old state hospital in Traverse City for 12 years. And then they had a home out on Duck Lake Peninsula, 150-foot of lake frontage, wife, three kids, and no job. They started shutting the hospital down. And so I went back to school at Central Michigan University, sold my property out on Duck Lake. I got 150-foot of lake frontage. But no money, no... no job. So
you had to.
I went back and got a master's degree, and then I did 30 hours beyond that. And,
okay.
So yeah.
And you mentioned the polls. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage. The proposal reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of $0.65 million, which is 65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancements for non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Oh, I would have to read the proposal first and give it some thought. I don't jump on things right away. I like to read them over really good.
Okay. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would have to read the proposal first and, and see how much they were going to raise it. I live on a pretty tight budget, so, but when I started living here at Hammond Place, I only had, it was only $150 a month. I own my home here, and now it's up to $370 a month.
Okay. Let me read you some more information. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost an average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I don't know. Like I said, I'll give it some thought.
Okay. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I'm going to read you a few opinions. You let me know which opinion comes closest to yours. The first opinion says, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. The next opinion reads, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. The next opinion reads, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. The next opinion says, I oppose to this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which of those four opinions comes closest to yours?
Well, you know, I would like to, you're talking about existing trails. I would like to know where they're at, where they're located here in the greater Grand Traverse area. Are they all in the greater Grand Traverse area, or do they reach out further?
They will actually be connected with other trails. I'm going to read you more information regarding that as well. But yes, there will definitely be more connections with other trails, sir.
Well, I will definitely take a look on the ballot at that then.
Okay. And on the opinions that I read to you, which one would come closest? Would you say the current proposal about $90 per year, which is $4.3 per year?
Well, I'd have to check my budget, first of all. And I do like the idea of having trails that will be used. I used to hunt and fish and do all that stuff, but at my age, I don't do that anymore. I got a 10-point buck hanging on my wall here, and And then I got the one I shot when I was my first deer. It was a 7-point that's hanging on the wall, and then they got several others out in the back room here. So, but I don't hunt anymore. I just, you know, I had a grandfather. He was a wonderful man. I was just pretty much of a kid, and still in high school in my senior year. Was out on the trail with him one time, and he went down in the woods, and he saw a nice buck. He didn't shoot it. And I couldn't understand that. But now I can. So it's, I don't want to shoot
That's amazing,
anything.
Sean. Would you say you would be closest to the opinion, which would cost an average homeowner about $70 per year and about $3.3 million per year for the construction of the new
tree? Well, usually I would go middle of the road on something like that.
Okay. Would you like me to put it down for that opinion, which reads, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, which is about $3.3 million. Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting water quality and water supply, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, controlling growth and development, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, or reducing traffic and congestion, or dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, or improving public education and local schools, or making housing more affordable?
Well, you know, I like all of those. I would say all of the above.
And, yes, in this case, which one would be the most?
Well, we were talking about trails and stuff like that, and I think that... I think I like that, but I like all of them. But
okay,
I think we need
You would like me to put it down as improving local roads and infrastructure?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. The following organization is the Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails, T-A-R-T Trails. Would you be very favorable? You're not familiar with them?
I am familiar with them.
And would you say you are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm very favorable to have the trails. I mean, just because I don't, well, I do get out on the trails, but I don't hunt anymore. I just get out there so I can walk on them and ride my bike and.
Okay. What about the following organization, your city or township governments? Would you be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable of that organization?
I would have to know more about the organization.
Okay. I'm going to note it down as I no opinion. What about the Grand Traverse County governments? Would you be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Well, I'm very favorable. I think we have a really good place here in Traverse City, and the area is really beautiful, and I'm very favorable about that.
Okay. And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Well, back a number of years ago, I had a Corvette. And and it was really a nice vehicle. And I drove it a lot. I think the area we have here is just pretty grand. It's building up more. The places where I grew up, they've now got big buildings on them, and they put in one big building that it's a real tall one, and now you can't see the bay. You used to be able to see it when you were driving down the road toward the bay on M37. But, yeah, the area is definitely growing.
Would that be about right or too fast or too slowly?
Well, that's hard to say because, you have to, if I were on the county commission or something like that, I would have more information.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and note it down as that you do not know at the moment. If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board and Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Well, I think the commissioners were voted into office, and I think that most of them are probably there yet, and that they'll continue to do a very good job.
Okay, so you would say you would definitely trust them or probably trust them?
I would just say that I believe that they would do a good job. I'm not familiar with the Board of Trustees or anything like that right now.
And if you had to choose from the four options, definitely trust, probably trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust, which one would you choose?
Well, I don't untrust them. So I guess I would say I would trust them.
And would that be a probably or definitely?
I would say I would definitely trust them. I think the people that are on the board are good, honest people.
Okay. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To promote local economic development, would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Local economic development?
Yes, to promote local economic development.
I would approve of it.
And would that be a somewhat or a strongly approvement?
Somewhat. I would have to know more about it.
Okay. And what about to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space?
I think increasing the ability to natural areas and local spaces will bring more people into Traverse. We have a beautiful area here. Where I live, when the Blue Angels fly over or the Air Force jets fly over in the Cherry Festival, they fly right over my house.
That must be nicer.
They make a lot of noise when they fly over my house.
I bet they do make a lot of noise. For this statement to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space, would that be a somewhat approvement or a strongly approvement?
I think it's I could say pretty strong on that. I mean, they're not here that long for the Cherry Festival, so I don't live that far away from the airport. I'm about, probably about 3 stoplights down from there.
Okay. And what about to increase non-motorized transportation options? Would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Non-motorized?
Correct. Non-motorized.
Trails that are walking trails.
That would be correct, sir.
And I think we should have trails that can be motorized, like with a sports utility vehicle or something like that. You know?
Okay. So you would say you would somewhat approve it? Or would you strongly approve to increase non-motorized transportation options? Or would you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I would approve of it because I think we have good people that are on the board.
And would that be a somewhat improvement or a strongly improvement?
That would be a somewhat improvement, yes. I would have to know more about it before I could strongly approve it. It's not that I, you know, if I get more information on it, I would be more than happy to look it over.
Okay. And what about to maintain?
What are we talking about here?
It will be at the moment just for the Traverse County, but the Grand Traverse County project that they have going on will connect with other trails that are nearby, sir, and it will be many other trails.
Yeah.
And what about to maintain existing trails?
I think we should maintain our existing trails.
Would that be a strongly improvement or a somewhat improvement?
That would be very strongly supported, yes.
Okay. And what about to promote health and wellness? Would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Well, I think anytime you can get out and have a good recreation, you're being very helpful to your body. I know I have two very expensive bikes. They're not motorized, but they are expensive. And, yeah, so.
Okay, so you would strongly approve it?
Yes, I guess I would say strongly approve.
Okay, and what about to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
How would that work?
That would mean with the construction that they will be doing of this proposal, there will be connections between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks, and to improve connectivity for residents.
I don't see any problem with that at all.
Okay. So you would say you would strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Well, I would go somewhat for right now. I would have to have more information on it.
Okay. And what about to protect open space from residential and commercial developments?
Well, they've certainly done a lot of building around here. I would somewhat approve it.
Okay. And what about to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling? Would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I would strongly approve it.
And what about to promote recreational opportunities? Would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I would strongly approve it.
And what about to plan and construct new trails? Would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Well, like I said, I think we have good board members, so I would strongly approve it.
Okay. And now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? I'm going to go ahead and I'll read you two statements. ensuring the current trail network in Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County? Which of those would be more important to you?
Having been a school teacher, I would say I would go with the supporting the schools.
Okay. And now you will be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The following statement reads, there will be full public disclosure of all project spending. Would this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support the proposal?
I would say somewhat.
Somewhat more likely, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what about the following statements? There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Strongly approve it.
Strongly approve it. Okay. And what about the following? The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support that proposal?
I think somewhat more likely.
Okay. What about the following statements? A citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support that? Much more likely. Okay. And now if you you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The following reads, this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing?
Well, knowing people pretty well, I would say somewhat likely, somewhat convincing. Are you still there, sir? Hello?